Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Baylen Leonard backstage at the Royal Albert Hall for Absolute Radio Country, and fresh from the stage, Mr. William Prince.
How are you, sir? Nice to see you.
Very good to see you. How was that for you? It seemed like it was amazing.
Incredible. Walk in the park. Jeez, they're so nice out there. Receptive, the sound, the room, everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's a lovely little warm room, isn't it? I say little warm room, it's a massive room.
Little hall in London. You know?
A little massive hall. There is something about the Royal Albert Hall, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's the velvet. It makes it feel quite intimate, even though it's massive.
Mm-hmm. I come from the land of Massey Hall, which is a similar red velvet feel. So it was an amplified version of that in its own beautiful way. So I felt a little at home and, you know, in a brand new space, excited. That's what life's all about, the new places and getting to do new things. So that's one I won't forget.
So I said this when I was introducing you on stage. The very first time that I saw you perform, it was Americana Fest in Nashville. It must have been pre-pandemic, so I guess maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, 19, I think. I remember that especially hot summer you were mentioning. It was hot.
Yeah. It was so hot. Got out of the cab. I went out to East Nashville specifically to see you. Went running from one thing to the next. I was like, I've got to go see William Prince. Got out of the car, and you were already performing. And from the moment I opened the door to the cab, I just heard your voice. And I think it was just you and a guitar, if I recall correctly. But it was just magical, and people were just transfixed. And that's one of the glorious things about artists who are able to tell stories and kind of captivate an audience, whether it's 5,000 in a big fancy pants gilded velvet room or its backyard in a sweltering hot Nashville.
Well, you won't believe it, but I played the same show I did tonight in that backyard. That's how I've treated every show ever Royal Albert Hall, you know?
Yeah.
And so when you actually get there, you're more prepared and ready for anything that comes at you. So every single moment of my life has been as grandiose as today, and some people might tell me to lighten up and not treat everything that way, but it's led me down a beautiful road, and so I felt right at home tonight, and thank you for being there. That's really great.
No, it was lovely to be there for that, and it was lovely to be here for this. The one thing I wasn't at, though, Grand Ole Opry, did you treat that the same way?
You know, I did. It was really, really special to be there. They put you in the first timers room right at the front of the front doors so that everybody that's performing that night comes through and taps on your door and wishes you well, and felt like a big family. And I got to run into so many generations of people that I grew up listening to, and just to play with that band and Buddy Miller and everybody that's just associated with all that stuff is so great. I had a pretty incredible time in Nashville around the Opry too, and just seeing all those people that I admire and playing with that band was super special too.
But you're keeping your home in Canada, right? You haven't moved. You haven't picked it all up and moved off to Nashville.
No, if you can't write a song in Winnipeg, you're not going to write one in Nashville. So that's pretty much how I feel. I'll be there for a while. My son is there. All his life is there. I only moonlight as a singer. I take my son to all his sports practice professionally. That's my
right. That's your job.
That's my day to day.
That keeps you on, keeps your feet on the ground.
It's great. You know, nice to be busy at home like that.
It's good though to have that kind of juxtaposition. I think in life in general, you know, here you are. You're in the UK. You're doing this big thing, but also. You're going home, you're taking care of your son, you're taking mm-hmm. him to practice or whatever it might be. I think that's
great.
Sort of stuff. I was actually thinking that, obviously very different from what you're doing, but you know, I was here last night hosting this thing, and then this morning I was walking my dog and playing ball in the park, and I thought, well, that's good, you know? It's good to still have everything
going
on.
Yeah. Well, it makes these moments shine brighter, you know? It's like the shadow proves the sunshine, the rainy days make the bright ones stand out, and so... I love those things, you know, that I heard a really great thing that when we look back on all the seemingly little things, we're gonna make note that a lot of them were the big things, those moments we spent together, the little sweaty barbecue and
yeah.
and the driving around Winnipeg and Nashville and coming here and being a part of this, you know, it's all part of the, you know, that rush of life to live intensely and beautifully like that.
Are you quite, you seem like quite a chilled out guy, even before you were going on stage, you seem quite chilled out. Has there ever been a gig where you're like, oh, let me have a moment?
Oh, geez, you know, it only ever comes down to, there can be moments when the show settles, you know, you can plan, you can warm up, you can have the greatest sound check, but, you know, it's like, until you roll yourself off the edge of the mountain and step out there, that's only when you really experience the conditions, and so... There's moments like that where they can throw you if you're not ready for them, but I'm lucky. I'm surrounded by people that do the best job all the time. So great tour managing, great front of house engineer. So I'm lucky. I don't encounter many rough shows. I'm happy with that.
So your latest album is Stand in the Joy. I mentioned when I was introducing you, produced by Dave Cobb, who is just such a legendary producer. How did that come about? You know, did he approach you? Did you approach him? Because he seems like he picks what he wants to do.
Yeah, he's real sweet. We've been friends for a while now. It started back in, would have been 2017, 18. We worked on a song together. He really took to my songwriting. He's always been such a great friend to me, lifting me up. And we did half of a record together, my Reliever record, and that just, you know, made it feel like home there too. So Stand in the Joy, we did the whole thing together down at his new studio in Savannah, and got to spend 2 weeks in Georgia making the dream record of my life. And Dave is just so incredible. Like you say, he makes a lot of records and carves out time for what he loves. So it's a huge compliment to me that he likes my songs enough that we spend time together making music. It's really, really special.
Well, congratulations on everything. It's a pleasure to actually meet
you.
After
yeah,
just
nice
standing around and being a fan. So thank you for coming and having a little chat with us, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, super delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.